The question was asked, should one study till he drops? Should one study till suddenly he's surprised, hey, it's sunrise? And I think that the answer to that is that a person can only live a certain amount without sleep. And on the one hand, a person should try to be balanced. And the best learning is done when a person is organized. And organized means organized in his learning. He knows what he's learning when, and taking good notes, and reviewing in an organized fashion, eating in an organized fashion, and sleeping in an organized fashion. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people who succeed without that, but that is to say that in general, success is found when a person is organized. And on the one hand, we say Shavuos by night. The custom is to try and stay awake and learn, but that's if a person is successful in his learning. If a person is going to do that every night of the week, then he's going to have to sleep by day. Can't do that without sleeping by day. So there are people who push themselves, and they only sleep 3 hours a night. And more often than not, they become very, very sick after a year or two, or they go crazy. It's rare that you have a person who could push himself and sleep only 3 hours a night and remain sane and succeed. There are times when a person has extra strength and he could sleep less. There are times when a person needs more sleep. But a person always has to check himself. Is he really gaining by lacking sleep? Very often a person can push himself and stay up and learn. But what's the next day's learning going to look like?
Rabbi might do that, actually. 3 hours a night. He's fine.
Okay, so there are people who could do that. But most people need their sleep. And it's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Allah and Shulchan Aruch says that a person who needs to sleep during the day, even though ordinarily we encourage people not to sleep during the day because it's unhealthy, and the Gemara says people should rather not sleep during the day. But the Gemara also says that if a person sees that he needs it, then the Allah says, Allah and Shulchan Aruch, then he should sleep during the day. So part of learning is maintaining a certain balance where we could succeed. That being said, a person is supposed to get engrossed in his learning. And engrossed in his learning means that he doesn't notice what's going on around him. He doesn't notice his friend sneezing to say, God bless you. He doesn't notice what's going on around him. Our sages were so engrossed in their learning, the Gemara says that Abaye, when he started learning, would sit on his thumbs as he was learning, and he didn't notice as his thumbs were bleeding from the weight that he was sitting on them. He was so focused in his learning. That's the level of concentration they reached. Rava said, if my mother asks me to pass her the butter in the morning at the breakfast table, that's it, she's broken my concentration for the week. Because their focus, they would focus straight. Their sleep was just so they could continue learning. Their focus was maintained throughout. So we have to aspire to that level. The person should aspire that when he goes to sleep, before he goes to sleep, as he's lying in bed, he should review, what did I study today? Try remembering, what did you do today? You could think all kinds of things. You could count sheep, or you could try to review, what did you do today? And if the thought that a person has as he's falling asleep and the thought that he has when he wakes up is in Torah, then chances are all day he's steeped in Torah. Now, a person could be working and only learning an hour or 2 hours a day. But if that's what's most important for him, then that's what he's going to be thinking about in his free time. Rav Chaim from Brisk, he used to call his son when his son was studying. He'd tell him, go get some milk. He'd send him on errands. And one time his son asked him, why do you stop me from my learning and send me to do a bunch of stuff? And he told him, because in life you have to know how to continue learning while you're doing other things, to maintain the focus even if you have to do other things. And I've never been able to attain that level. I've tried many times. I can't do it. I don't know if you guys could do it, kol kavod. But it should at least give us perspective on where we're supposed to be headed for. And then if a person is so focused in his learning that he won't notice that it hits sunrise, so then he won't come to ask me the question because it'll have happened on its own. If you're asking me in general, should a person set up his schedule that way? No, a person should have a schedule and work with it. If it happens that a person is so focused that he didn't notice it hit sunrise, very good. So now he knows, he's learning the way he should. But it doesn't mean he won't have to pay a price. At some point, you will have to get that sleep. Rabbi Feinstein once told us, he said, Napoleon went, I think, for I don't know how many years on very, very little sleep. And then for many, many years afterwards, he had to sleep much more than the average person to make it up. At some point, it's going to balance itself out. There's a limit to how much a person can push himself and remain healthy. Today we know also that the immune system wears down when a person is tired. On the other hand, people sometimes sleep 8-9 hours a day. So you should know that in yeshiva, the focus and the energy that it takes for learning is different than anything else you've ever studied, and you probably see it. When you study any secular subject, you could do it with half a brain. You don't need all the focus. And when you learn Torah, it doesn't work. If you study with half a brain, you get half the Torah. You want to understand what you're doing and get into the depths and retain, you have to be focused. And that's why when people are learning, they require more sleep than when they're doing other things. On the other hand, sometimes people come. They sleep 8 hours at night, 2-hour nap during the day. And people should try sleeping less also. People should see at different periods of people's lives, they can go with different amounts of sleep. People have to remain healthy and focused. Yeah. Okay.
How about the three? Is this